as I've announced in so many words. Today I'm reading from books that the early church declared heretical. And it will probably be the last time that I will read from the books that are considered heretical. But I'm changing the order. I'm going to read the Gospel of Mary first, and then the infancy Gospel of Thomas, and then the Gospel of Thomas. The Gospel of Mary Magdalene begins. But they were grieved, they wept greatly, saying, "How shall we go to the Gentiles and preach the gospel of the kingdom of the Son of Man? If they did not spare him, how will they spare us?" Then Mary stood up and greeted them all and said to her brethren, "Do not weep and do not grieve, nor be irresolute. For his grace will be entirely with you and will protect you. But rather, let us praise his greatness, for he has prepared us and made us into men." When Mary said this, she turned their hearts to the good, and they began to discuss the words of the Savior. Peter said to Mary, "Sister, we know that the Savior loved you more than the rest of women. Tell us the words of the Savior which you remember, which you know, but we do not, nor have we heard them." Mary answered and said, "What is hidden from you, I will proclaim to you." And she began to speak to them these words. "I," she said, "I saw the Lord in a vision, and I said to him, 'Lord, I saw you today in a vision.' He answered and said to me, 'Blessed are you that you did not waver at the sight of me. For where the mind is, there the treasure is.' I said to him, 'Lord, how does he see? He who sees the vision see it, through the soul or through the spirit?' The Savior answered and said, 'He does not see through the soul nor through the spirit, but the mind, which is between the two, that is what sees the vision.'" And from the end of the what we have, when Mary said this, she fell silent, since it was to this point that the Savior had spoken to her. But Andrew answered and said to the brethren, "Say what you wish to say about what she has said. I at least do not believe that the Savior said this. For certainly these teachings are strange ideas." Peter answered and spoke concerning these same things, and he questioned them about the Savior. "Did he really speak with a woman without our knowledge and not openly? Are we to turn about and all listen to her? Did he prefer her to us?" Then Mary wept and said to Peter, "My brother Peter, what do you think? Do you think I thought this up myself in my heart, or that I'm lying about the Savior?" Levi answered and said to Peter, "Peter, you've always been a hot-tempered. Now I see you contending against the women like the adversaries. But if the Savior made her worthy, who are you indeed to reject her? Surely the Savior knows her very well. That is why he loved her more than us. Rather, let us be ashamed and put on the perfect man and acquire him for ourselves as he commanded us, and preach the gospel, not laying down any other rule or proclaimed law beyond that which the Savior said." And they began to go forth to proclaim and to preach. And then some selections from the infant Gospel of Thomas, infancy Gospel of Thomas. The stories of Thomas the Israelite, the philosopher, concerning the works of the childhood of the Lord. "I, Thomas the Israelite, tell unto you, even all the brethren that are of the Gentiles, to make known unto you the works of the childhood of our Lord Jesus Christ and his mighty deed. Even all that he did when he was born in our land, whereof the beginning is thus. This little child Jesus, when he was 5 years old, was playing at the ford of a brook, and he gathered together the waters that flowed there into pools, and made them straightway clean, and commanded them by his word alone. And having made soft clay, he fashioned thereof 12 sparrows, and it was the Sabbath when he did these things, or made them. And there were also many other little children playing with him. And a certain Jew, when he saw what Jesus did, playing upon the Sabbath day, departed straightway and told his father Joseph, Lo, thy child is at the brook, and he hath taken clay and fashioned 12 little birds and hath polluted the Sabbath day. And Joseph came to the place and saw and cried out to him, saying, Wherefore dost thou these things on the Sabbath, which is not lawful to do? But Jesus clapped his hands together and cried out to the sparrows and said to them, Go! And the sparrows took flight and went away chirping. And when the Jews saw it, they were amazed and departed and told their chief men that which Jesus had done. And then at the end, and when he was 12 years old, his parents went according to custom to Jerusalem to the feast of the Passover with their company. And after the Passover, they returned to go to their house. And as they returned, the child Jesus went back to Jerusalem, but his parents supposed that he was in their company. And when they had gone a day's journey, they sought him among their kinfolk. And when they did not find him, they were troubled and returned again to the city seeking him. And after the third day, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, and hearing and asking them questions. And all men paid heed to him, and marveled how, that being a young child, he could put to silence the elders and teachers of the people expounding the heads of the law and the parables of the prophets. And his mother Mary came near and said to him, Child, what have you done to us? Behold, we have sought you sorrowing. And Jesus said to them, Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? But the scribes and Pharisees said, Are you the mother of this child? And she said, I am. And they said to her, Blessed are you among women, because God has blessed the fruit of your womb. For such glory and such excellence and wisdom we have neither seen nor heard at any time. And Jesus arose and followed his mother and was subject unto his parents. But his mother kept in mind all that came to pass. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and grace. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Then from the Gospel of Thomas. These are the secret sayings that the living Jesus spoke, and Didymus Judas Thomas recorded. And he said, Whoever discovers the interpretation of these sayings will not taste death. Jesus said, Those who seek should not stop seeking until they find. When they find, they will be disturbed. When they are disturbed, they will marvel and will rule over all. Jesus said, If your leaders say to you, Look, the Father's imperial rule is in the sky, then the birds of the sky will precede you. If they say to you, It's in the sea, then the fish will precede you. Rather, the Father's imperial rule is inside and outside you. When you know yourselves, then you will be known, and you will understand that you are children of the living Father. But if you do not know yourselves, then you live in poverty, and you are the poverty. Jesus said, A person old in days won't hesitate to ask a little child 7 days old about the place of life, and that person will live. For many of the first will be last and will become a single one. Jesus said, Know what is in front of your face, and what is hidden from you will be disclosed to you. For there is nothing hidden that won't be revealed. The disciples said to Jesus, Tell us what heaven's imperial rule is like. He said to them, It's like a mustard seed. It's the smallest of all seeds, but when it falls on prepared soil, it produces a large branch and becomes a shelter for birds of the sky. Mary said to Jesus, What are your disciples like? He said, They're like little children living in a field that is not theirs. When the owners of the field come, they will say, Give us back our field. They take off their clothes in front of them in order to give it back to them, and they return their field to them. For this reason, I say, if the owners of a house know that a thief is coming, They will be on guard before the thief arrives and will not let the thief break into the house, their domain, and steal their possessions. As for you, then, be on guard against the world. Prepare yourself with great strength so that robbers can't find a way to get to you. For the trouble you expect will come. Let there be among you a person who understands. When the crop ripened, he came quickly, carrying a sickle and harvested. Anyone here with two good ears had better listen. And then the end of the Gospel of Thomas. Jesus said, the Father's imperial rule is like a person who had a treasure hidden in a field but did not know it. And when he died, he left it to his son. The son did not know it about it either. He took over the field and sold it. The buyer went plowing and discovered the treasure and began to lend money at interest to whomever he wished. Jesus said, let one who has found the world and has become wealthy renounce the world. Jesus said, the heavens and earth will roll up in your presence, and whoever is living from the living one will not see death. Does not Jesus say, those who have found themselves, of them the world is not worthy? Jesus said, damn the flesh that depends on the soul, damn the soul that depends on the flesh. And his disciples said to him, when will the Father's imperial rule come? It will not come by watching for it. It will not be said, look here or look there. Rather, the Father's kingdom is spread out upon the earth, and the people don't see it. Simon Peter said to him, make Mary leave us, for females don't deserve life. Jesus said, look, I will guide her to make her male, so that she too may become a living spirit, resembling you males. For every female who makes herself male will enter the kingdom of heaven. And I cannot say, hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.